Our scripture this morning comes from the fourth chapter of Ephesians. As a result, we aren't supposed to be infants any longer, who can be tossed and blown around by every wind that comes from teaching with deceitful scheming and the tricks people play to deliberately mislead others. Instead, by speaking the truth with love, let's grow in every way into Christ, who is the head. The whole body grows from him as it is joined and held together by all the supporting ligaments. The body makes itself grow in that it builds itself up with love as each one does its part. Since you really listen to him and you are taught how the truth is in Jesus, change the former way of life that was part of the person you once were, corrupted by deceitful desires. Instead, renew the thinking in your mind by the Spirit and clothe yourself with the new person created according to God's image in justice and true holiness. Therefore, after you have gotten rid of lying, each of you must tell the truth to your neighbor, because we are parts of each other in the same body. Be angry without sinning. Don't let the sun set on your anger. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. We're in the midst of a series on boundaries here at our church. We've been discussing the importance of having healthy boundaries in our relationships with one another. We've talked about how we say yes and no is important. We've talked about how we all have various boundary trouble that we're easily tempted to fall into. As we continue this series and move more into developing healthy boundaries, we have to remember that we're doing this not just to become better people or to become more efficient people or to make people like us more, but because having healthy and balanced relationships and habits in our lives, it's something that we're called to do as people of faith. Last week, Pastor Dave went through the first five laws of boundaries. He mostly focused on how we internally develop boundaries and what it is about our inner desires and motivations that cause us to need to regulate how we spend our time and how we interact with others. This week, we're going to cover the other five laws of boundaries, and these five have a little bit different of a focus. As I read about them this week, what struck me is that they all seem to deal with the importance of communicating our boundaries with others. And so this morning, we're going to look at these other five laws, and in interest of good communication, this is what we're going to try to do. I'm going to give you a brief explanation of the law, share why communicating our boundaries is an important piece of that law, and then give you an example of that well done, because we don't really need any more examples in our lives of boundaries done poorly. But first, before we get to the laws, let's briefly look at the biblical basis for all this. We read this morning from Ephesians. In this scripture, Paul is encouraging the people to continue to live differently because their lives have been changed by Christ. Because they have become Christians, they're supposed to change how it is that they're living. They aren't supposed to be stuck in the old ways, but instead they're called to live life in the Spirit. So what are some of those practices that these changed and transformed by Christ people are encouraged to have? Well, first, they're supposed to speak the truth in love so that they can grow in Christ and as a body of believers. The scripture goes on to say that they are to tell the truth to their neighbor and to work through their anger. As new people in Christ, how they communicate with and interact with other people changes. They're to be loving and yet open and transparent, willing to work through issues instead of just stewing in their anger. Loving and open communications with others is one of the practices we're called to as Christians. And so as we continue to talk about boundaries, how we communicate these boundaries with others is not only an important aspect of developing healthy boundaries, it's also one way that we live out our faith. Our boundaries aren't any good if we don't communicate them with those around us. People can't read our mind, despite the fact that sometimes we act like they can. So you might decide that you want your family to eat dinner together every Sunday night as an important boundary of spending time together. But if you never tell anybody in your family that you want to eat dinner with them every Sunday night, it's never going to happen. Our boundaries only work if they're communicated. That's what these laws are going to show us. So now into the laws. First, the law of evaluation. This law tells us that we need to evaluate the effects of our boundaries on others. However, this law doesn't mean that we should avoid setting boundaries or change our boundaries because somebody else gets upset at them. We aren't trying to harm people, but people might get upset at us and get angry with us when we start to develop more boundaries in our lives. Evaluation helps us distinguish how our boundaries are impacting others. And this, of course, requires communication. We have to be willing to listen to how our boundaries are affecting others. We have to be willing to share our boundaries with others, even in the hard times when we know the person is going to be hurt by them. For example, perhaps you have a friend in your life who is more needy than your other friends, or you have a friend that is more demanding or difficult. If you don't have that friend, you might be that friend, so that's something else you should work on. And so you might need to make a boundary with your difficult friend to say that if they call you while you're at work or if they call you while you're having dinner with your family, that you're not going to be able to talk to them right then, but you'll call them back later. So you communicate this boundary with the friend, and then you evaluate. Your friend might be mad when you start this boundary. Your friend might be hurt. They might even tell you how mad they are. But your friend is not going to be harmed by this boundary. And so the law of evaluation tells us that we keep this boundary in place. So the next law we're going to discuss this morning is the law of proactivity. This law goes back to the truth that for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. So when it comes to boundaries, that might mean that after years of saying yes to everything and overextending, a person might almost explode under the pressure of having too much to do. The law of proactivity says that while that might happen, our goal should be to show others what we love, what we value, what our purposes and desires are in the positive. This means instead of waiting until things are bad to set boundaries, we set boundaries now. Proactivity requires us to communicate with others where our values lie and what we care about. Through good communication, we show people what we stand for, and then we make boundaries based off of that. And when we do that, I think we're going to find that we're going to be doing less hurting and harming of other people. A really common example of proactivity is the out-of-office email response. Right, so somebody goes on vacation and they set up their email to respond to you that they are out of the office for these certain number of dates and that they're going to answer your email when they return. And really good out-of-office replies might even include like who you should contact instead of that person if you really need help. And here's the thing. Nobody ever gets mad at an out-of-office email reply. I have never gotten one and thought, how dare that person go on vacation? Instead, you're like, okay, that person is on vacation. They'll answer me next week or in 2 weeks or however long until they get back. Things go smoother because that person has been proactive about their boundaries. Thirdly, we have the law of envy. As humans, we all experience envy. We all sometimes see what other people have versus what we don't have, and we want whatever it is that they have. Sometimes this is material, but envy also develops over relationships and emotions and accomplishments. When we don't have good boundaries, we're more likely to start to feel empty and unfulfilled in our lives. And that's when we start to look to other people and become envious. Now, the problem with envy is that it focuses on others, which is outside of our own boundaries. Envy causes us to try to be others or judge others or fix others, and none of that is within our control. To overcome envy, we need good communication, not just with other people, but also with God. Because it's through prayer and discernment that we start to discover the root cause of our envy. We communicate with prayer and God to seek to understand what it is that we're really resenting, why we don't have the thing that we're envying, and whether it's even something we should truly want as something that's in line with our faith. For example, maybe you see families around you, and you find yourself envious of their connection, or how well they seem to get along, or how close they live to each other, or how well-behaved their kids seem. Instead of just focusing on how great that family is or how great that family seems to look, this could be an opportunity to turn to prayer to God, to discern what it is that you feel like your own life or family is lacking. Is it more time together? More open communication? Stronger boundaries with a more difficult member of your family? And then you start changing your own life, your own behaviors, the things that you can control. So far we've looked at three laws: the law of evaluation, the law of proactivity, and the law of envy. We have two left, so we're over halfway there. So now we're going to talk about the law of activity. This is a law for the more passive among us, those who are more likely to say no than to say yes. Those who are more likely to just let things happen. The law of activity reminds us that many times we lack boundaries because we lack the initiative to develop boundaries. This calls us to be more assertive and active in making and developing boundaries. Communication is important in the law of activity because it calls us to make a plan and communicate that plan with others. If you want accountability to take an active step in making a boundary happen, the best thing to do is communicate that plan with somebody else. The law of activity calls us to be assertive in planning our boundaries and communicating them with others. This is often the only way that this is going to happen in the midst of our busy lives. For example, my dad is an accountant, which means he was always busy at work around March and April, which is often the time of Easter. But when I was growing up, we had this active boundary in our family that one evening, a few days before Easter, he would come home early to dye Easter eggs with us. Everybody in the family knew this boundary. My mom was active in saying that she had no part in dyeing Easter eggs. She would not get mugs out. She would not get vinegar out. She would do nothing until my dad got home to do it. And because this was an active boundary that was well communicated, we followed it through my entire childhood. Now, finally, this morning, we're going to talk about the law of exposure. The law of exposure reminds us that boundaries define us in relationship to others. We have boundaries because we have relationships. We're all in relationships with other people. We're all connected to other people. That's just a fact. The law of exposure tells us that we develop boundaries because of these relationships. Not because these relationships are bad, because God created us to be in relationship with God and with others. Often we don't communicate our boundaries with other people because of fear. We have fear of rejection, we have fear of others' anger, fear of abandonment. You know what it is that you fear losing. So we have these secret boundaries, which cause us to resent others or hide our emotions or live with somebody else's irresponsibility. But secret boundaries aren't boundaries at all. They have to be communicated in relationship. And here's the thing. Relationships grow in wholeness and health when we communicate our boundaries. That's what this scripture from Ephesians is getting at. We grow in our relationship with others and with God when we communicate openly with other people. So instead of an example for this one, in closing, I'm going to issue a challenge for the week. Think of a boundary that you need to communicate with somebody. Think of a relationship in your life that could be more whole and healthier with better communication. And then take the steps to make that happen. Boundaries need to be communicated. These laws show us that. Our scripture shows us that. We are made to be in relationship with God and others. And we live that out the best way when we grow in communication and openness with one another. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we thank you that you have created us to be in relationship with you and with others. Lord, as we continue to grow in faith, guide us to grow in our communication, our openness, and our love for others. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.